Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Rufua Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
We're learning Maseches Shavuos Daf Chaf Hei. And it's not from the Braisa, that it's right after the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Hei and Aleph. The Braisa says, Taner Rabbanan, Chaimim ben Nedarim in b'shuos, Chaimim b'shuos in Nedarim. Nedarim has a stringency over Shavuos, and Shavuos has a stringency over Nedarim. Chaimim ben Nedarim. What's more strange about Nedarim? Shall Nedarim chal on dvar mitzvah kedvar rishus? Because Nedarim could even be chal to mevatel a mitzvah. You make a neder, kainim sukkah, sheni yoshiv, kainim ulav, sheni neitel, these things like that. You make a neder, kainim matzah, sheni eichel, or kainim tefillin, sheni meniach, these things, the neder would be chal. And you wouldn't be allowed to do the mitzvah unless you matter the neder. Hashem came with Shavuos. By Shavuos, the neder is the Shavuos not chal. You make a Shavuos levatel as a mitzvah, it's not chal. That's really a Mishnah later on Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph. We'll go through the sugya more Beis Hashem there. Why Shavuos not chal dvar mitzvah? And chayim be Shavuos, she Shavuos chals a davar she'ein by mamish, ka davar she'ein by mamish. A Shavuos could be chal, even if it's on something which has no mamashes, has no existence, it could be chal. Ashur that he won't sleep, Ashur that he'll do a certain activity, it's a by mamish, but Nedarim and Nachal, Nedarim, Ashenkim and Nedarim, Nedarim, you need it to be Chal, a Chalaisis, or on a Cheftza, you won't be able to make a Neder on a Dov Hashem by mamish. So Taisus asks the Kasha, all the Rishayim speak about it, that the Gemara Nedarim, that the Zayinim Abayis comments on this Mishnah, wants to know why is it that way? Why is it that Nedarim is Chal, Levatlos a mitzvah, schal and mitzvah, not Shavuos. So Gemara there says that the reason why you know that Shavuos is not chal levatlos a mitzvah, because it's leyachel devarei, devarei leyachel, v'meichel l'chefzei shamayim. That leyachel devarei, he has to keep his Shavuos, but that's only if it's a rishus devarei. If it's v'chefzei shamayim, then he doesn't keep his Shavuos. So the Gemara says, why is ned chal? The Tarit says, because it's ish ki yidah ned l'Hashem, even if he makes a ned l'Hashem on a dvar mitzvah, it's also le'achal dvar. So Moshe says, what do you mean? It says the same thing, ayishav ha'shvu l'Hashem. Why should neder be chal? It says, need a ned l'Hashem. It says the same thing, ayishav ha'shvu l'Hashem. So the Gemara says the following teretz. The Gemara says, ha'da ame yeshiv v'sukkah alai, ha'da ame shvu shle eishiv v'sukkah. And the start of the teretz, the lumbness of the teretz is, according to all the Rishayim, that the mitzvah is a chiyiv gavra. Person has a chiv to do a mitzvah. So you make a shvua to mevatel the chiv gavra. The gavra is already meshubit. That's mushbav ayim mar sinai. The gavra is already meshubit to do it. So mele, it's not shaykh to make a shvua. You're already meshubit to do it. You can't make a shvua to knock off the son that you're meshubit already. Hashem came the neder. The neder is not going on the gavra. The neder is going on the chefza. So the neder is not coming directly against your chiv to do the mitzvah. The neder is answering the chayfetz. The chayfetz is not meshubit. The chayfetz doesn't have a chiv to do the mitzvah. Once you ask the chayfetz, mainly you can't do the mitzvah. Similar to what the Gemara said in the Darm earlier, after Zavam the days, the Gemara says if someone makes a neder shashvua, or a neder even, if someone makes a neder answering his tashmish on his wife, so it's not chal because he's meshubit to his wife. He can't answer his tashmish on his wife. It's not his. It's already meshubit to her. So he can't make a neder answering his tashmish on his wife. But if he makes a neder answering his wife's tashmish on him, so he's making a chalais iser on his wife's tashmish for him, so he's not answering giving the tashmish to his wife. He's answering taking the tashmish from his wife. That is no shibud. And then Mameli won't be able to be meshamish because they mechil mazal l'davash asalai. L'maisi ended up making it aser for him. He can't make his tashmish aser on his wife. Because he's meshubit that tashmish to his wife, so he can answer it to her. It's not his. Mashen Kain, to answer her tashmish on him, that he could do. And then Mimele, he won't be able to give tashmish to her because it goes together. That's the svara. So same svara by mitzvahs. If you're answering yourself from doing the mitzvah, you're meshubit to the mitzvah. You can't answer yourself from doing the mitzvah, you're already meshubit to the mitzvah. Mashengen, if you're answering the mitzvah on yourself, you're answering the sukkah, the lulav, whatever it is on yourself, that's not going connected to your shibut. Now the two malachim had to learn the Gemara. The Rishayim bring down Rashi, and this is how Taisus also learns here, and Taisi Nedarim, and also the Balamar at the end of the Perek, that the Gemara's chilek, Hadam Yeshiva Sukkah Lai, Hadam Yeshua Shleisha B'Sukkah, was a chilek in Shvua. There are two ways you can make a Shvua. By Nedarim, you can only make a Neder on a Cheftza. That's all. That's only one way to make the Neder. So a Neder would be Chal Dvar Mitzvah. Mashiach in Shvua, there's two ways you can make a Shvua. You can ask it yourself, you can be Mechayiv yourself with a Shvua. Shvua Shleisha B'Sukkah. And that wouldn't work al dvar mitzvah because you're ready meshubed. Or you could ask for the sukkah al yedei shvuah. You could say, yeshiva sukkah alai. And in that case, the shvuah would also be chal. That's how Kamir Rishayim learn. Navas, the Ramban, and the Ran and the Darim, and other Rishayim, the Rosh, they learn that it's b'chlal not shayach shvuah and achefza. When the Gemara says, hada am yeshiva sukkah alai, hada meshuah shleisha b'sukkah, the Gemara is trying to mechalab di neder in Shvuah. That neder is always a din of yeshiva sukkah alai. And Shvuah is always a pshat, Shvuah shleisha b'sukkah. It wasn't making a chilek in Shvuah that the two types of Shvuahs, that yeshiva sukkah alai is a Shvuah which wouldn't be chal dvar mitzvah, and Shvuah shleisha b'sukkah is a Shvuah that won't be chal dvar mitzvah. A Shvuah is never chal dvar mitzvah. But why, fact the Gemara? What's a chilek neder in Shvuah? The Teretz is a neder is chal on the chefza. Hadam yeshiva sukkah lai means the neder is the schal on the chefza of the sukkah. Mashiach in a shua is shua shleisha b'sukkah, the shua can't be on the chefza. And the two I find him how the Rishayim say this. Either the pshat is, if you make a shua on the chefza, it's b'chal not chal. Kam Rishayim hold the way, Taisus here brings the b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran and Daf Bezum and Bezum and Doram brings the b'shem, the Rim Magash and the Rajba, and other Rishayim. Kam Rishayim hold, it's not chal when you make a shua on the chefza. There was other Rishayim, but Taisi brings from Rabbeinu Elchanan, and the Ramban holds this way, that it is Chal, when you say, Davizeh should be Asa B'Shvuah, it's Chal, but it's Chal on the Gavra. It's like a Yad. The Ramban holds it's like a Yad. When you say, I'm answering this B'Shvuah, you mean to say, Shvuah, that I won't do it. That's how we tight your words. V'akopanim, this Mahalach in the Sugya, is a Pshat that a Shvuah B'Chal can't be Chal on the Chefza. So Taisi has a Kasha, and the Ramban is machriach from the kasha this pshat. Now, if you learn the pshat that a shua can't be chal and a chefza altogether, and either when you make a shua and a chefza it's bechlal not chal, like Kam Rishayim hold, or when you make a shua and a chefza it's chal, but it's chal and the gavra, because not shaykh bechlal a shua should be chal and a chefza. So that means a shua can never be chal v'a mitzvah. So we understand this braisa very well. Chayim in adarim b'shuas, but in adarim you could make a neder levat al simitzvah. Why? Because since a neder is chal and a chefza, so we go with that lumdus, that it's not called you're making a neder against something in meshubit, because you're not making a neder that you won't do the mitzvah. You're making a chalei sisr on the chefetz. And that's not directly connected your shibud. And mimele you won't be able to do the mitzvah, I'll say mechilim as adam davisha asalei. So we understand what it means, chayim in adarim b'shuas, that adarim is chal and v'a mitzvah, and shuas is never chal and v'a mitzvah. But if you hold it is shaykh a shvua and a chefza, and b'chai gavna neshua would be chal. Like we said, this is what Taisus here holds, the first teretz of Taisus. This is what the Balamara holds, this is what Rashi holds. And this is the maskan of the Ran in his Pirush on the Rif here in Shavuos. Now, check shvua nechefza. So the shayla is, so what's chayim in the darim b'shuas? When you do shvuas on a chefza, it's also chal dvar mitzvah. So it's not a chayim in the darim b'shuas. Shvuas you could also make on the gavra. Nedarim you could only make on a chefza. So mele nedarim would always be mevatel lemitzvah. But shvuas you granted could also make on the gavra. But shvuas also when you make it on a chefza like by nedarim, it wouldn't be chal dvar mitzvah. So nedarim is not mochamed in shvuas. It's the same by both of them. If you make it on the chefza, it could be chal dvar mevatel lemitzvah. So what's the pshat that nedarim is mochamed in shvuas? Shvuas also could be chal dvar mitzvah when you do it on the chefza. So Taisa says, L'chayr shtikl daichik, that by Nedarim, whenever it's chal, on Dvar Rishus, it would also be chal by mitzvah. Hashayge Meshuas, there are cases where Be'etzim Meshvua, which would Be'etzim Michal and Dvar Rishus, like when it's done on the Gavra, wouldn't be chal in the mitzvah. So Neder, any time that a Neder could be chal, it could be chal in Dvar Mitzvah. Hashayge Meshvua, even though there are some Shuas that could be chal in Dvar Mitzvah when it's on the Chefzah, just like by Nedarim, but there aren't Shuas that aren't. So Mela, that's what it means that a neder is more chamer than shvua. As I state in Taisus, l'chayr shtikl daichik. The Ran says a different mahalach. The Ran says that the reason why the shvua is chal levatel semitzah, when you make the shvuah on the chayvitz, it's because you made it on the chayvitz. So the pshat is, he holds like this. Shvuahs be'etzem can't be chal on a mitzvah. Novas then, when you make a shvuah on a chayvitz, so then you made a shvuah ke'en like a neder. He says a lashon, it's arkevei atrei rikshi. It gets both chaymes. It's mechaym and neder shabbat that it's chal levatel semitzvah. Shvuahs b'lshaynim, he says, shvuah be'etzem is something on the gavra. Nedarim is be'etzem something on the chefza. You could make a shvuah on the chefza, but then he's using the parasha of Nedarim he's learning to get the shvuah to be chal on the chefza, and the male, it's not a shvuah that's mevatel the mitzvah. It's mikayach, it's neder shabbat that makes it be mevatel the mitzvah. But not for shame shat, because what does it mean exactly? L'chayr was saying it's not a neder, was saying it's a shvuah. But the Ran sounds like it's a hybrid. It's something like a combined neder and shvuah. The Isser is an Isser shvuah, but that it's chal on the chefza is like a neder dikadin. Not so easy to understand pshat. I saw b'chiddush though, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky taines that you wouldn't be chayv, he's medayik this way in the Ramban, that even the Baal Amar that holds that there is a shvuah can be chal on the chefza and can be vatel the mitzvah, when you make a shvuah and a chefza, there won't be a carbon shvuah, he says. It's only the gavra the iser, not the gavra the carbon. The carbon is nafka shvuah and the gavra. Now, Baron says a little bit more. He says, there's a few lavim by shvuahs we had in the beginning of the perek. We have the lav of l'seshav v'shmi l'sheker, or the lav of l'sis l'shem l'shem l'kech l'shav, according to another man, the Omer. But Pashtus, the Rambam holds the mashal that every shvuah l'abba, you have the lav of l'seshav v'shmi l'sheker, and besides that, you have the lav l'yachal devarei. Zogdur Baron, l'seshav v'shmi l'sheker is not shayach on the chefza. That's only the gavra. When the gavra makes a shvuah sheker, that's because chil dibur. That's a din in the gavra. And carbon shvuah also. The nefesh ki seshav levatus v'sayim. That's the pshat is, it's the gavra. The gavra is doing, the gavra is making a shvuah. A shvuah in the chefza is in the parish of l'yachal devarei. That's where shvuah in the chefza is. The parish of L'yachal Dvara, you can make, just like you can make an Issa Nether on the Chavtza, and then you have to keep the Nether because of the din of L'yachal Dvara, who would then you can make a Shvuah in the Chavtza, and you'll have to keep the Shvuah in the din of L'yachal Dvara. But it wouldn't be Nichla unless the Shavu Vishmi L'Sheker. So he's learning like this, I think. The Etzin, the parish of Shvuah, what a Shvuah really is a Pshat, is you have to keep your word. A Nether is a Pshat. A Nether is a Pshat, you have a Chalais Issa. And you have to respect the chalaisis. A shvuah really is a pshat, you have to keep your word. It's chil dibur. That's a taitch of a shvuah. Now, in the parish of the Dharm, state the nayazach. Now, on the parish of the Dharm, you could also make a shvuah in the chefza. But that's only confined to the parish of l'yachal devarei. And there wouldn't be a carbon on it. So, mele, it's good deran, I think. That's a pshat, chayim in the Dharm, b'shvuahs, that the etzim, the real parish of shvuah, of chil dibur, that you don't have levatel semitzu, because that's on the gavra. There is such a thing as making a shvuah on the chefza, which is learned from the parasha l'yachal devarei. That's came like a neder dikadin. God, it's not a neder, it's a shvuah. But that's not what the Braisa is talking about when the Braisa says, chayim midarim in a shvuah. It's the regular din shvuah of chil dibur. That's a din in the garb that can't be done on a mitzvah. You got to do a shvuah, levatel semitzah on the chefza. That's a different parasha. That's the parasha in the darim. That's not what this Braisa is talking about. That's the chayyad of pshat of the Ran. The feel of Yisayit of Rav Shmuel Rozovsky and Rabbi Aaron Cutler. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah that said, She'ishan v'shalo ishan. And he made a shvuah that he will sleep, but he won't sleep. And the Gemara said, Kasha eini, v'om Rabbi Yechonon, ha'im is shvuah shlo ishan gimel yom and malkan eis av yashan l'alter. If he makes a shvuah that he won't sleep for 3 days, so that's not a shvuah's bita. You give him malkas and he could sleep right away. So it wouldn't be chayim v'at shvuah's bita. There won't be a carbon. That's just a shvuah shav, because it's not possible not to sleep for 3 days. So my answer is hasav na megimel, achad loya megimel. There's where he said 3 days. So meila, that's why it's a shvuah shav. He didn't say 3 days, he means today. And then he could do, he could not sleep for a day. So there's a very interesting machloikis, Rambam and Ran, and you say this to a machloikis in here. It's really 3 shittas and 2 nidainim. And let's go into it. The Ran starts off, he says like this. He says, what if a person would say that he won't eat for a month? A shvuah he won't eat for a month. So l'chayit should be the same halacha. Malkan, just like when he makes a shvuah, he won't eat for 3 days. It's not shaykh not to eat, not to sleep for 3 days. So who then makes a shua that he won't eat for a month? It's not shaykh to go a whole month without eating anything. That's what you would say, l'chayr. But Zakhtaran, no. Because he makes a shua not to eat, not to sleep for 3 days, he's going to sleep. Fact is, he's going to sleep. You're going to fall asleep without you wanting to. He's just gonna faint. He's going to be sleeping, period. It's something which is physically impossible to Mekayim. Mashayin Kain, not eating for 30 days. You could do it. Go on a hunger strike. Elamai is going to die. All right. But it doesn't mean that he's going to eat. So it's physically possible. So it's not a shua shalayafshir. Shua shalayafshir and gimel yamim is a shua which is impossible. A shua that he won't eat. It's possible not to eat. So he'll die. But that doesn't make it impossible. Sleeping, he won't die. He'll fall asleep. Mashayin Kain, by eating, he won't eat. If he doesn't eat, he doesn't eat. Elamai is going to die. Okay. So what's the halacha? Samad in a shvuah skal. And now when he's a sakana, that he has to eat, so he can eat whatever's necessary to stay alive. Whatever is mutter b'nei pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is decha kol ha-teir kula. Pikuach nefesh will be decha the shvuah. But there'll be no din of malkanais nevaycha la'altar. Now Zakhtaran. The Rambam says not the way. The Rambam in Perek Hei Milcha Shvuas. Halacha Chaf, it's also in Perek Alfa Chashvuas. Halacha Zayin. He puts together a shvua that he won't eat, sleep for 3 days, and a shvua that he won't eat for 7 days. The Rambam holds 7 days is the limit about eating. A shvua that he won't eat for 7 days is malkanos of eichel alter. In fact, the Rambam, it's a pella. You have this chiluk. Now, Zakhtaran, I think the Rambam's right anyway. I think the halacha is correct, but for a different reason. Because it's shvua, levatel is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to stay alive. There's a mitzvah not to kill yourself. And he's making a shvua levatel a mitzvah. And Zakhtaran, even though the Ran said a shita before, they have to be mefurish b'kra in order to be a shvua levatel a mitzvah. He says it's mefurish b'kra. Achaz dimchem l'nef sheseichem edreish. That's a mefurish lav against suicide or v'nishmaita mayl l'nef sheseichem. Which the Gemara darshins, and he's considering that mefurish b'kra, that you have to protect your life. So Mela, it's not because it's a shua on a davashi efshir, but because it's a shua levatel se mitzvah. Now, interesting, the Shilde Gibayim on the Ran, he brings from the Riaz, and the Riaz brings from his grandfather, the Taisiz Rin, that he also held that it was called a shua she efshir lekaima, like the Rambam. And he says it's Ein Zedayim, he says the Ran Svar, because Sheena is going to come, no matter what he does, he's going to sleep. It's something which is physically impossible. Shankin eating, he could starve himself. And he holds lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, he paskins, that lemaisa the shua is chal, and he's not allowed to eat only what he needs for pikuach nefesh, that's mutal's pikuach nefesh. So come there's three shittas. We have the Rambam that considers a shua shalai eichel shiva yamim, a shua that's ef shalakaimai. We have the Ran that considers shvua shalechel shivayam it's evshel lekaimai, but it's an ishbal levatel as a mitzvah. And we have the Riaz, which holds it's not an ishbal levatel as a mitzvah, and it's not evshel lekaimai, it's takachal, and you have to keep the shvua to the best of your ability, only what's pikuach nefesh, that's what's mutter. So we have to understand the svaris amachleikis rishainim. First of all, what's the svaris amachleikis Ran and Rambam if it's called evshel lekaimai, evshel lekaimai? So the case of Mishnah, I've been out in Parakei El Cheshuas Lachachav, and as El Chayy stated in the Muki Yosef here, he says the Machlaikis is, an Eif Shalakaimai is the Pshat, a physically Eif Shalakaimai, that's what makes it a Shua Shav, if it's physically Eif Shalakaimai, or if it's Eif Shalakaimai Mitzan Halachas, and also called Eif Shalakaimai, that's the Machlaikis. And what's the svar in that? What's the shaila if shvua she efshir lekaima is a pshat physically efshir or halachically efshir is also called the efshir? It's got interesting to shtikla from Rabbi Yehuda Minska in the Sefer Yehuda Selim Simon Zion. He says like this. He says that we say that a shvua she efshir lekaima is called a shvua shav. What's the pshat in that? Is the pshat that there is a din by all shvuas that has to be a shvua which lemaisa there is a possibility of mekayim? If there's no possibility of Mekayim, if we know that Yud Zichah is going to be over on the Shvuah, that's not called the Shvuah, and Memela, it's not Chal. Well, no. The fact that we know you're going to be over, that's not that. That's still called the Shvuah. When you're over, you'll be over. Then you get Malkus. But the pshat is the fact that we know you'll be over. That's still called a shvua. Shua shef shalakaima is the pshat that it's a shvua shot. In other words, you're making a shvua, which is ridiculous. You're making a shvua, just like when you make a shvua shav. Yinish bal evin, ala leit shu evin. So it's not shvua sheker, it's shvua shav. It's a shvua which is bechefs ridiculous. You make a shvua shleish and gimel yom, that's something which is absurd. It's impossible. So male, it's bechefs ridiculous, that's why it's a shvua shav. It's like nishma l'shanes as a yidua. So Zog de Ben Ninska, the Ran holds that way. The Ran holds the aside why it's a shvua shav. It's not because we know you're going to be over on it. So what? So we know you're going to be over on it. So it's a shvua. It's a shvua. You'll be over on it when you'll be over on it. So then we'll worry about it then. Now the pshanin and shvua, the pshanin, the efshel kaima means the bechlal man a shvua. You make a shvua to do something which is physically impossible. You make a shvua to pick up something which is 1,000 pounds. You make a shvua to fly in the air, whatever it is. So that's a shvua shav. It's a galechder. It's like Nishvul Shanis is a Yidua. So you make a shvua, you're going to stay up for 3 days. It's a galechta. It's not possible. That's why it's a shvua shav. Now, Sheikh, you make a shvua, you won't eat for 7 days. It's possible. So you'll die. So you made a shvua, you'll kill yourself. It's possible. That's not a shvua shav. The Tainat Duran is a shvua lafel de veteir, because you're not allowed to kill yourself. Now, Sheikh, the Rambam Kanira holds like this. The Rambam holds it. No, it's a din in shvua. That it has to be b'shasi, you made the shvua, that you do have the yechelus, you do have a route, you do have a pathway to mekayim the shvua. If ma'isi, you don't have a path to mekayim the shvua, even if it's mitzvah halacha, even if the Torah is not allowing you to mekayim such a shvua. But la'maisa, in the end result is you don't have a path to mekayim such a shvua. That's what makes a shvua shav. So, Mel, even if it's mitzvah halacha, it's also called a shvua shav. As I, the pashas, you could say the machlokes, the Ran and the Rambam. Then the problem is that fikayam, who brings us down, it's in Simach of Ches and Afikayam, he tainas l'chayr, it's very shver. We spoke about this in the previous year. The Rambam says, if you make a shvua to eat a chatzi shir, so then the shvua is chal. Now, a lot of achreinim hold, we said, the Ran says it's mefurish and chadush Iran. Okay, the Ran's not right, he's arguing on this Rambam. But a lot of achreinim remember for a pashtus that avadi nalan eat a chatzi shir. Nalan eat a chatzi shir. It's chal because it's not called the nishbul of adlo semitzvah because chatzis shir is not a real iser. It's only as chazas teruve. But lemaisi now need the chatzis shir. Well, let's say yeshua to be even under abundance. Before in the gemara, yeshua to be even under abundance is zichachal. Tainu dafikayom the mishnah melech and olchus malvalei veperik dalid and the sefer taisus yom kippurim from the kapis tamarim in the beginning of the 8th perik of Yuma. They both nemon with a klarkeit. You make a shvua to even the rabbanon. Avadi can't be even the rabbanon. Avadi, that's it. You violate the shvua. You have to be matter the shvua. So the shach says in Siman Reish Lamentes, Navas, the shvua is chal. It's not called nishbal avatel semitzvah because midereis there is no mitzvah. But if you're going to say this, you're saying that any time b'payil mamish you're not going to be able to be mekayim a shvua. Thus, only makes it a shvua shav, and that's the pshat why when you make a shvua that you won't eat for 7 days. L'maisa, you can't be mekayimit because you're going to have to eat. Because the Torah is mekayim you to eat, that's bekuk nefesh. So l'maisa, you won't be mekayimit. Thus, alay makes it a shvua shav. That makes it a shvua sheyefshir. So how do you understand the shvua to eat a chatzis shir? The Rambam says it's chal, a shvua to do an issa derabbanon, which is mevur is chal. L'chay, you still can't do that chatzis shir. You can't do an issa derabbanon. Good, we had mentioned in the early shir that their advaz on the Rambam says that you do eat the chatzis shir. That maybe holds you do the issa derabbanon also. We don't have a Mefurisha Gemara that says that you can't be over this or Rabbanan. But Al Gabbanim Lechari, it won't stim with what the Achrainin them on, that even when the Shvu is Chal to be over this or Rabbanan, Avadi, you can't be over this or Rabbanan, Sheval Tasa Adif. So why wouldn't it be called a Shvu Shev, like Shvu Shein Eichel Zayin Yamin? That's fact that Fika Yam, Gavaldig Kasha. So that Fika Yam learns, Mikayach this Kasha, that Bamasin. Everyone agrees that the shvua doesn't have to be that you have to actually lemaisa b'poil be able to mekayim it. If there'll be technical reasons why it can't be mekayim the shvua, that doesn't make it a shvua of sheyefshir. That everyone's maskim to the Ran that it has to be physically impossible to be called a shvua shav. So what's pshat in the Rambam? Zakt in Shasan. Zakt, if you made a shvua you won't eat for 7 days and you die before the 7 days are up, you might they weren't mekayim the shvua. Not eating for 7 days means that you're going to be alive for 7 days and not eat for 7 days. So it's right to be mitzias, not shaykh to mekayim the shvua. because if he doesn't eat for 7 days, he's going to die before the 7 days are up. And if he eats, the right thing wasn't Makai in the Shavua. It's right there, physical impassibility. You're making a Shavua, you're going to go 7 days without food. It's not happening because you're going to die before. So it's the same physical impassibility as not sleeping 3 days. It's the same physical impassibility of not eating for 7 days. Well, come at a big nafkamina lalach if you hold that subshad in that fikayam. If you hold like the fikayam, if that's subshad in the Rambam, I mean. Because let's say you say a Shavua, I'm not going to eat for the rest of my life. That fikayam would say that even the Rambam would hold this called the Shavua she'efshel l'kaimli. You cannot eat for the rest of your life. When you die, whenever you die, that's when the rest of the life is that way. Well, Shavua she'la'echel l'olam. That's what it means for the rest of the life. That would be called efshel even l'das the Rambam. Finik has the Mishnah won't, because you're going to have to violate the Shavua when it's pikuach nefesh. But l'fina fikayam svara, the Rambam's only saying it by Shavua she'la'echel zayin yam, because he has to live the full 7 days in order to have a kiyum of the Shavua. So what's the pshat in the Ran Obazai? Why does the Ran say it is physically possible? It's not. It's not possible to last 7 days without eating and to be living. So Zakta, that's what the Ran means. When the Ran says, Zeh yachal lamen b'shvose, me amrit sheyomus, l'chshi yistak in tichah shvose ne'zakonis nefashis, when he says, me amrit sheyomus, he says he could be mekayim b'shvose, elamai is going to die. So when he has sakon, he'll eat. He doesn't mean elamai is going to die, and Mimela, the Torah is mechayiv him to break the Shavua. The Ran holds the Torah mechayiv him to break the Shavua. That doesn't mean it's Yafshel L'Kaima. Even the Rambam holds that way. Mayamri Cheyamas, he learns, means he'll die, and then Mimela, it won't be a kiyum of the Shavua. So Zagda Fikiyam, the Ran holds a big chiddush. That since L'maisi is not going to eat stam to violate the Shavua, he's going to eat because of Pikuach Nefesh. And Shavua is a nitcha because of Pikuach Nefesh. So Mimela, that's cool, he was mechayiv the Shavua. If someone makes a shvua, he won't sleep for 3 days, he's going to fall asleep. It's a physical impassibility. Someone makes a shvua, he won't eat for 7 days. So that's him, he could keep that shvua and not eat. I is going to die within the 7 days? No, because whenever it's a sakana and he eats because of sakana, that's not a violation of the shvua. So kumbes, he's being mekayim the shvua. On a day that he's not going to eat, except when it's a sakana, and a sakana is not called a violation of shvua, that's called the kiyum in a shvua. So kumbes, lefina fikayam, the svaris of machlokes Rambam and Ran is azay. The Rambam holds that when you eat because of pikuach nefesh, that's called the violation of the shvua. So there is a physical impassibility in keeping the shvua, even though you're allowed to do it. But that's called you're not keeping the shvua. So there is a physical impassibility in keeping the shvua. You made a shvua not to eat for 7 days. L'maisa, that's not happening, because either he's going to die within the 7 days, or he's going to eat else pikuach nefesh. Either way, there won't be a kiyum of shvua. Now, saying the Ran holds a chiddush. The Ran holds that if he's not going to eat for 7 days except for pikuach nefesh, that's not lame. It's called a kiyum shvua. That's called a kiyum. He did the shvua. He did the rules of the shvua. Only pikuach nefesh. That's daicha the shvua. That's not called. He was over on the shvua. The male is called a kiyum shvua. But Kamar, the Kesef Mishnah, and the Nukhi Yosef, and not Mashway. The Mashman of Pshat is that the Rambam holds that you have to have a way to bepoil mamish mekayim the shvua. And like we said, it's going to be shver l'chayr from a shvua to eat chatzis shir or a shvua to do an issa derabanan. And now I want to discuss the other topic. The Ran l'maisa holds it's not a shvua because it's nishba levat b'lis mitzvah. It's a shvua to kill yourself, and you're not allowed to kill yourself. So it's nishba levat b'lis mitzvah. So l'maisa holds you're not going to be chayiv on such a shvua. And the Riaz, he holds no. He holds a shvua is chal. And you have to not, you have to keep the shvua, except when it's pikuach nefesh, because pikuach nefesh is daicha kol teira kula. What's the svaris of machleik is there? Why does the Ran hold that it's called nishba levatos emitzvah, when the Ran holds it's not? So first you could say like this, Bemis in the Machne Ephraim and Nuchas Shvuas in Simin Yates, he asks the Kasha, why isn't a chal b'kol? We know that we said it before, but nishba levatos emitzvah, spoke about in the previous year, the Yushalmi, the Rishayim bring down, you make a shvua that you won't eat anything, any matzah, not Lel Pesach, and not the rest of the nights. So it's chal b'kayl, nigger than it's chal and heter. So mail it's also chal on iser on the vatel mitzvah. So nishbul vatel mitzvah also, just like we had in the Gemara, nishbul kaim es mitzvah. The Gemara says it's chal b'kayl. If you kill dvarim amitarim adorim asurim, then it's chal. You have the Yushalmi that says that Masol makes a shvua that he won't put anything on his head. It's chal b'kol, just like he can't put anything on his head. He can't put tefillin on his head or Nishba, he won't eat any matzah. Since it's chal the rest of the year, it's also chal and Pesach that he won't eat any matzah. That's fact the Machne Ephraim, Hilchas Shavuos Siman Yotes. Success in Siman Ayin Gimel, Sifkan Gimel, he also discusses it. But he's talking about there, it's a machlekes apaiskim, if someone makes a shvua that he won't sell any fields to pay up the loan, is that called, is that shvua chal? Or it's a nishbal of atlas and mitzvah, he's mechuyev to sell his fields to pay up a loan. So the Ksai says a big chiddush, he buys it from the Rav Chistoy that the Rivash brings, and also arrive it in Taman Deim, that he says that once it becomes Pesach, you can't make a shvua that you won't eat not matzah shira. Let's say you make a shvua, you won't eat any matzah, not matzah shira, not matzah yetz in the mitzvah. So the Chayim Niga that's chal on the matzah shira, which anyway you can't eat to be yetz in the mitzvah, it should be chal on the other matzah. So the Ksai is a big chiddush that once it's a zman ha-mitzvah, you have no right to make a shvua altogether. Because a shvua has no makan to be chal. A shvua can't be chal when you're mechuyev, period. The whole shmuz of the Yishalmi is if it's not yet the zman ha-mitzvah. So you make a shvua, not to eat matzah before Pesach, so now the shvua is a makan to be chal. So mele is chal on Pesach also. Now shaking, once the mitzvah is chal, once you're mechuyev, so mele the shvua is a makan to be chal. So who had been here, the Ksai held, if he made a shvua, he won't sell any nechassim before this man Piray, and he made that shvua, so the shvua is chal, and he won't be able to sell nechassim to pay his loan. But once he's mechuyev to pay the loan, it's his man Pirayin, you don't say kail anymore. That's the Ksai Sa Gavaldi Gechidish. And he brings a raya from here. He brings a raya because he asked the Machne Ephraim's kasha, by shvua shalai eichel zayin yomim, why don't you say that since the shvua l'mais is mechayev you not to eat the first day, the second day, the third day, which there is no pikuach nefesh. So why don't you say it's chal not to eat all 7 days b'kail? Even though it's levatel as a mitzvah, it's levatel the mitzvah you're doing a shvua to kill yourself, but since l'mais it's chal on the eating, which you don't need for pikuach nefesh, so who would then, it should be chal on the eating that you don't need for pikuach nefesh. Why don't you say kail? So the Ksai says it's big chiddush, once you mechayev in the mitzvah, you don't say kailo to be mevatel as a mitzvah. So Ibezai, that could be the machlokes. Could be the Ran holds that you don't say that it's chal b'kail. The Ran says it's nishbal levatel as a mitzvah. Why isn't it chal b'kail? Since it could be chal that you shouldn't eat the first day, the second day, which you don't need for bikuach nefesh, it should be chal also that you don't eat for the 7 days. Teretz says, excise is signed that once you have the chi of mitzvah, you don't say kail anymore levatel as a mitzvah. Mashenki in the Riaz, he doesn't hold the excise is signed. He holds like the Pashtas, that Kail always would work levatel as a mitzvah. Except by kum v'asei, like we spoke in the original shir, but kum v'asei, the Gemara is before, you don't say a shvur that he will eat nevelis and ksheiris, that could be chal. But b'shev v'altasa could work. Now the problem is, the Rabbi Chanan, and Kaivitz Aris, Lamed Gimel Gimel, and also the Chedush Yerabruvain, and the Darim Yid Beis, they're very bothered by the ksheis and the Machne Ephraim. They say, this is not kail. This is not a case where you made a shvua on two things, one's mutter and one's asr. The pshat is, the isser comes from not eating all 7 days together. The isser is, if you ate any one of these days, then you're not violating an isser by not eating the other day. But the isser is, you made an isser where you need every single one of these days together makes an isser. Kail is a pshat, you made a shvua, let's say, you won't eat matzah before Pesach, you won't eat matzah on Pesach. So shvua is two things. One thing has nothing to do with the mitzvah, and the one thing alone is the mitzvah. Here the mitzvah comes from the not eating all 7 days. That's the pikuach nefesh, that you mekayim the shvua, and don't eat all the 7 days, that's what makes the isser. So there is no kail, there's no hat, there's no isser. The isser nemsa from all the 7 days together. As I affect your Machanan and Ruvain on the Machne Ephraim and the Ksais. So if you're going to name on like them, that there is no issue of Kail here, so what's Takib Shad in the Riaz? Why does the Riaz hold that's not called Nishba Levatel Samitzvah? So I was thinking Elaine of a Svara. Ke'em what that Fikayam learned in the Ran, why the Ran holds it's called Efsher. Because Nishba Levatel Samitzvah is the Pshat, that Mikayach Yoshua Yomachuyiv to Mevatel the Mitzvah. Mikayach the mitzvah yom chuyev to violate Yeshua, we have that conflict. There's a male, there's a din that the shvua is not chal levatel as a mitzvah. Mashen came when it comes to pikuach nefesh is deicha shvua. So it's not called that you made a shvua to mevatel a mitzvah. You made a shvuah not to eat. If this shvuah is going to cause pikuach nefesh is deicher the shvuah be'etzem. So that's not called nishba levatel semitzvah. You made a shvuah not to eat. And if ivli hafti not pikuach nefesh, that's not a violation of your shvuah. If you make a shvuah to eat nevela, so the shvuah be mechayiv you eat nevela. The is nevela is mechayiv you to violate the shvuah. We have a problem. That's called nishba levatel semitzvah. Mashegi, you made a shvuah not to eat for 7 days. The shvuah is not mechayiv you to die, because shvuah is not mechayiv you to die. Shvuah is nilchem nei pikuach nefesh. So Mela, that's why maybe the Rias holds is not even called the nishba levatel semitzvah. There are no sins, but peil, the kiyum of the shvuah, and the way the shvuah is said, is going to cause a bitul mitzvah. That's called nishba levatel semitzvah. Hashem, the Rias holds, no. That's not called, it has to be, that by keeping the mitzvah, you've called being levatel the shvuah. Mashenkin, if the pshat is by keeping, if it's dealing with pikuach nefesh, whenever you violate the shvuah mitzvah pikuach nefesh, that maybe is not called that you're over the shvuah. That's why maybe the Rias holds is not called nishba levatel semitzvah. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara is now going on the part of the Mishnah that's discussing the din of shvuah's bitui. And the Tanakama, who goes like Rabbi Akiva, he says that you have a shvuah. Both laba that I will give to someone, or I won't give to him, or I did give to him, or I didn't give to him, and that's the she'avar. She'ishim v'shloishon she'ishanti v'shloishanti she'ezrik tzor liyam v'shloezrik she'zirakti v'shloizirakti. You can have a shvuah of she'avar, a shvuah on what happened, that I did throw a stone or I didn't throw a stone, and a shvuah laba, a shvuah will be that I will throw a stone or I won't throw a stone. That's a sheet of the Tanakhama that Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, Yain echayev ala la'asid lovay. So the Gemara brings a machlek as Rav and Shmuel. What if he makes a shvuah? Shvuah is zarek pleni tzor liyam v'shaloi zarek. He makes a shvuah, not that he threw a stone, not the one who making the shvuah himself, that I threw a stone to the river or I didn't. He made a shvuah that someone else threw a stone to a river or didn't. Rav says, echayev, why not? And Shmuel says, yipater, because they're both going like Rabbi Akiva. They're both going like that. Be'etzim, you'd be chayiv on a shul over. But Shmuel holds that your only time that you chayiv on a shul is over if you could have made the same shmuel laba. So a shul shezarek shezarekti liam. So you can make a shmuel laba, a shul shezarek liam, a shmuel on yourself that I threw it to the am. You can make a shmuel that I will throw it to the am. Hashem came by plainly. There's no such shvuah of shvuah shezarek pleni liyam because I can't do a similar shvuah laba shvuah shezarek pleni liyam because that wouldn't be a shvuah altogether. That's the shakla v'tayr of the sugya. So it's interesting machlokes Rashi and the Rambam on this. Let's say Itaka makes a shvuah laba about pleni. He says shvuah shezarek pleni tzor liyam. He makes a shvuah that pleni will throw the stone into the river. So Rashi says that's not called a shvuah's bitui. But it's a shua shah. Shain Plaini Bishua Silizuk Elizrik. He can't determine if Plaini is going to throw it or not going to throw it. So he makes a shua that Plaini will throw it. That's not up to him what Plaini will do. And the male, that's called a shua shah. There's no pshat there, shua. So male's a shua shah. That's Alt Rashi. So he'll get Malkus. He'll get Malkus. I'll shua shah. But the Ramah, in Perikhe Milchashuas, he says, and he makes a shvuah that someone else will do something or won't do something. Even if there is children or his wife, he doesn't have any power to do the shvuah, so he's not chayv in shvuah's bitui. And then he asks the question, why doesn't he get malchus as shvuah shav? It's possible those people will listen to him, and it will be niskayim. The nimsuk is shemashu beisha nishba asra sofik. The male says asra sofik when he makes a shua shen like an alel. So the Rambam's mavur that it's not a shua shav. If it's a shua shav, why do you get malchus? The Rambam's mavur, it's a shua's bitoy. And then the Rambam goes further. He says ve'ein oisim achayim niskakim lekayim divrizeh nishba. Then I'm a chuyiv to listen to what he says. The Rambam is clear like this. The Rambam is clear that if they taka listen to the shvuah, so come they see never made a shvuah sheker. Because the Mishnah brings down from the Yavash, when the Rambam says shvuah shav, he means shvuah sheker. So the pshat is, you don't give him malchus, because we don't know that it's a Shavua Sheker. B'shas Shavua, we don't know. Could be they'll listen, and the Mela, it won't be a Shavua Sheker. And it's the right thing. The Rambam says it's proper. It's Meshumach for them to do it. They're not Mechuyif to do it. It's Meshumach going to do it because that way they're saving him from a Shavua Sheker. So here's the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi also makes absolutely a difference if they do it or not. What he said was an Arishkeit. What he said was a shvur shav. Has no pshat the shvur. You're making a shvur that Yenna will do it. How could you make a shvur that Yenna will do it? Yenna's not. You're not in charge of whether Yenna does it or not. So well, it's a shvur shav, and Avada will get Malkus. I'll shvur shav. By saying in the Rambam holds no, it's not a shvur shav, and that's what the Kesef Mishnah brings down from the Rivash. And the Rambam holds like this: Lagabe carbon, you can't be chayiv a carbon if it's not biyodi to carry out. You can't be mechuyiv a carbon if it's not biyodi to carry it out. Period. But Lagabe Malkus, then it's different. Then the pshat is, Be'etzim, you're even alive the rice if they don't carry out the Shavua, and you're not even alive the rice if they do carry out the Shavua. Whether you're even alive is totally if they carry it out. So it's not a Shavua Shav. It could be a Shavua Sheker. Lagabe Karbon, you can't be a Mechuy of a Karbon no matter what. That's a Tanai in the Chi of Karbon that it has to be Biyodcha to do it. But it's not a Tanai in the Malkus. Even if it's not Biyodcha to do it, Be'etzim, it's a Shavua Sheker, you get Malkus. Now, Vos, it's Asura Sofik. The Goyin has a different gear than the Rambam. The Goyin's Magia the Rambam. The Goyin says the problem is it's a lot of shame by Maisa. Because he says, when are you over the Shavua? When they don't do it. When they don't do it, it's a lot of shame by Maisa. Similar to when you make a Shavua, Shavua, Kika Zayayim, Vavayim Vayachla, then you don't get Malkus, and where it brings the Machlaik, it's more it brings earlier, with Rabbi Yechanan, it's a lot of shame by Maisa. So here also, even if Pliny is over on the shua. You make a shua shalo yizrik Pliny liam, but you didn't do the maisa. He did the maisa, so it's also called the lav shame maisa. Al kaponim, the Rama moves the shua is chal, and whether the shua is emes or sheker depends if he's mekayim the shua. If he's mekayim the shua, so come there's the shua is emes. You weren't over. If he's nevatal the shua, he's over on the shua. So come there's your over. He's not mechuyev. You're mechuyev. They're not going to get Malkus because B'shash he made the Shavua, it's a Surah Sofik, or like the Goyin says, B'shash is over the Shavua, it's a live shame in Maisa. So Shaila is, what's the B'shat in that? First of all, what's Taka to kill a carbon in Malkus? What's the word that Legabi carbon, you don't have to bring a carbon. Carbon is no Ptur of live shame in Maisa, there's no Ptur of a Surah Sofik. So the Chaya, if he does, if he's Mavat to the Shavua, you have to bring a carbon. The Rambam says, you don't bring a carbon. That's Mavur in the Gemara. It's less than Labba. The Shaila is why? What's the chiluk carbon in Malkus? And also, what's Taket Pshat? You make a Shavua, the Yenna should do something. What type of Shavua is that? How could you be Mashbir, the Yenna? How could you make a Shavua, the Yenna will do it? So, Reuven Gruzovsky, and Chedusha Reuven, and Simon Yigimel, in the Darim, he says a Pashat Pshat. He says that any time you say a Shavua that someone else will do something, so the Pshat in your Shavua is not to be mechayiv yourself. This is what he says. When you make a shvua, you'll do something. So you're not making a shvua that a certain fact is true. You're making a shvua being mechayiv yourself to do it. You're making a chiv gavra to do it. That's what you're doing. You're not making a shvua. When you make a shvua l'sha'avar, you're making a shvua affirming a certain fact. When you make a shvua l'abba, you're not discussing a fact. You're making a shvua, you're being mechayiv yourself. You're saying, you're guaranteeing the people around you that you're going to do something. Because if not, you're going to be over on your shvua. You're making a shvua as a mischayiv to mechayiv yourself to do something. But that could only be when you make a shvua about yourself. When you make a shvua that Yenna will do something. So that's not being mechayiv anyone. You're not being mechayiv yourself because you're not saying that you'll do anything. You're not being mechayiv Yenna because you can't be mechayiv Yenna. So according to Rashi, so it's a shvua shav. You're trying to be mechayiv Yenna, but you can't. It's not shaykh to mechayiv yenna. See, making a shvua to mechayiv yenna, and it's dvarim b'teilim, it's a shvua shav. According to the Rambam, automatically we're going to translate it that you're making a shvua affirming a fact, that you believe that yenna is going to do it, and you're making a shvua that yenna will do it. You're trying to convince people that you know for sure, they see this, or maybe because you have a chachma, you understand that this is zicha, his reaction, what he's going to do. So mela, you're saying it for shvua. The shvua that'll do it. So this shvua is an affirmation of a fact. So mela depends. If the fact ends up being true, so you made a shvua semis. If the fact ends up being false, it's a shvua sheker. Now, legame carbon, there's no such thing. Shuas bitur by carbon on a shvul ava, the taich is because you mechayv yourself and you didn't keep your schayvus. If you don't have that, if you made a shvul on lahaba, and it wasn't also schayvus, so mela, there was never a carbon set on such a thing. The carbon of lahari lahetiv is because you mechayv yourself lahari lahetiv. To make a shvul about yena, it's not shaykh to mechayv yourself or to mechayv yena. It's only to firm effect. And that doesn't go right in shvul la'aba b'chlal by carbon. Dafka by shvul l'shover. Mashenkin l'gabi de malkas. L'gabi de malkas l'vayseshover v'shmila sheker. It doesn't matter whether you made a sheker about a fact that b'shasa shvul was a sheker, or you made a sheker about a fact that's going to happen later. There's still the same love with shover shvul sheker. You won't get malkas, that's a shvul sofik. Because we don't know b'shasa made the shvul if it's emes or sheker. No one knows until it happens. But that is the Avera, that is the din of the Shvuah, it's not a Shvuah Shav. You're making a Shvuah to affirm a fact, the fact didn't happen yet, then we'll see if your Shvuah is going to be a Shvuah Shek or a Shvuah Emes. That's what Reuven Gazovsky learns. As our Sameach, in Hilchas Ishus Perikei, he declares to say such a Peshat, but he says it's not Mestaba, because how come every time you have a Shvuah, let's say Levatel Samitzvah, or a Shvuah Shlayish and Gimel Yom, or whatever it is, why don't you say that that also, not Shvuah Shlishi L'Gimyom, but let's say Shvuah Levatel HaSemitzvah. Why don't you say that it's not a Eschaivus? You're making a Shvuah about a fact. You're saying a Shvuah that I'm going to eat Nevelis. I'm not being Mechaiv myself to eat Nevelis. I'm making a Shvuah, I'm telling you the fact is I'm going to eat Nevelis, and I'm making a Shvuah that that fact will happen. So, well, that's shy. That's not called Levatel HaSemitzvah. Levatel HaSemitzvah is when you Mechaiv yourself to Levatel HaMitzvah. Mashiach, when you make a Shvuah on a fact, That's okay. Reuven Gazovsky says that whenever you make a shvua on yourself, you don't mean to make a shvua affirming a fact. You're making a schaivus. So, Mela, that's why when you make a shvua on yourself, levatlos mitzvah, you can't make such a schaivus as a shvua shav. Mashenken, he says, Einichanami. If you make a shvua that Yenu will eat nevela, that's not a shvua shav. That's the regular din of shvua labah. If Yenu happens to eat nevela, then it's fine. Then you weren't over anything. And if Yenna doesn't eat Nevela, you won't bring a carbon because it's like Shvua Sheyizuk Pliny Liam. There's no din carbon. But there is a din of Shvua Sheker. You won't get Malchus. That's Shvua Sofik. It would be the same thing. It wouldn't make a difference if it happens to be over on the Torah. But when you make a Shvua about yourself, then the Pshat is being Mechayiv yourself. When you make a Shvua about Yenna, then the Pshat is that you're making a Shvua affirming the fact. That's like they're proving. That's his Pshat. Skenzayn, the thing is, the guy that learns is Slav Shem Maisa, I don't see how it's Shaykh, because his Maisa of being Mevatel the Shvuah, that wasn't the Maisa Isser B'chlal. That had nothing to do with the Isser. The Isser was because he made a Shvuah, which turned out to be Sheker. But in the Chanam, and the Mepharshim don't go with it. The Ram that we have, the Gerson and the Ram that we have, is just that's Asra Sufik. But still, I think the Diyak of the Ramam is also not that way. Because the Diyak of the Ramam is, the Ramam Lashel says, he says, Ein Echai B'Shvuah Zbitoy, it's not a vote of kiyam and bittel. The shvua doesn't mean to be mechayiv himself. The shvua is not a mechayiv v'chlal. The shvua is not a fact. And he says like this. He says, the reason why you don't get it, Malchus from Shvua Shav, he says, she'ev shel oisem achayim sheyishu menu v'teskayim shvua say. They'll listen to him, and the shvua will be neskayim. And then he also says, v'ein oisem achayim neskakam lekayim dovezeh hanishba. It sounds like it is a mechayiv. The shaila is, they're not mechayiv to be mechayim the mechayiv. No, Evsh is not such a murch de gediyuk. But I think that the guyan that's saying lav shem emaisa also is a little bit shver. Lemaisa in the Berachas Shmuel or Baruch Ber in the Darim, it's also Simen Yud Gimel. He says a different pshat. A tifa pshat. You have to understand the musig a little bit. But this is what he says. He wants to learn that even when you make a shvua, the Yenna will do something, it's not a shvua affirming the fact. It's a mechayiv. But who are you being mechayiv? You're being mechayiv yourself that Yenna should do it. The shvua is a schayivus on you. But what is your schayivus? That Yenna should do it. Zatifa Musik. He's not mechayiv to do it. You're mechayiv that he should do it. So Zagdaza, Rashi holds that since Vinishvi, you can't keep that eschaivus. You have no control of the eschaivus. So, Mel, that's called a shvua shav. You're being mechayev yourself, the yenish should do it. Rashi's nusach is, if he's not b'shusa, you can't, you're not in control if he's going to do it. So das alein that you mechayev yourself that he should do it, that's a shua shav. But the Rama modes, no. The Rama modes, enichinam. Legabe carbon, you can only be, legabe carbon, the chiyev carbon only comes when you mechayev yourself that you should do something. If you're not in control whether it's done or not, there's no carbon. But legabe malchus, it's chal a chiyev on you that Yenna should do it. It's a chiyev which you made, which you have no control if it's going to be niskayim or not. Lamais if it's niskayim, so you'll chiyev and win niskayim, because Yenna threw it. If it's not niskayim, so then you weren't mekayim yechiyev, so then you're either. So then shtims with the guy in that it's a lot of shame by maisa. I was over my shua, not by me doing a maisa, by him doing a maisa. But lamaisa, I was over because of what he did. That's the bittul of the shua. It stems the deek in the Rambam of Kim Ushwasai. It's a Kim of the Chiyuv. But that's like your Baruch Ber, it's a Tifa Musig. You have a Chiyuv that he should do it. So he's not Mechuyiv. He doesn't have to do it. There is a Meshuvach. It's nice. Why should he make you be over on the Chiyuv? He doesn't have to, but there is a Meshuvach. But you have that Chiyuv. So if he's Mekayim the Shavu, it's good. Then you're Mekayim the Chiyuv. If he's not Mekayim the Shavu, he's over on the Shavu. So then, Then you are over on the Shvuah. Legabe carbon is no such thing. The carbon is only when you have a chiyuv for you to do it. Not when you have a chiyuv that Yenna should do it, because not b'shusay. The carbon is a t'nai that has to be something which you, Taka, could do. Mashenki, for Malchus, out the Rambam, no. For Malchus, thus a lane that you have a chiyuv, so you, whether or not you'll be over on the Shvuah, legabe Malchus, it's totally, if he's Mekayim the chiyuv, and Enne Chanami. Either way, you won't get Malchus, it's Esra HaSofik, or it's Lav Shem HaMais, like the guy and says, but the pshat is, there's such a thing as you having a chi of the end should do it. That's a baruch b'shtekel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daffin shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daff worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.